everybody. Welcome to another episode of Find Your Model Health, the official podcast for those looking to optimize their long-term health and weight goals and understand how their body really works. I am your host. I am Shemaine Laney. I am a nutritional therapist, integrative health practitioner, certified iridologist, and biohacker. And I'm very happy to have you back with me for another piece of your day. I hope you find this conversation very interesting. This has been on my list of things to do for a while now. Before we get into it, I must remind you that the information in these podcast episodes is for informational purposes only and should not be taken as medical advice. Please consult your health practitioner before making any lifestyle changes. So today we are looking at the first in a series of three. So I want to do a separate podcast episode on my three favorite amino acids. And once you listen to them, you will understand why they are my favorite and they're so awesome. So the first one today, we are looking at the amino acid taurine. This amino acid, maybe you haven't heard of it before, maybe you've seen it in some BCAAs or pre-workouts or something, but there is a lot more to this little amino acid than performance. Like, this amino acid is amazing. So what is taurine? Taurine is the most abundant free amino acid in the body. And for those of you who don't know, amino acids are what make up proteins. And taurine is mainly derived from the diet, but it can also be produced endogenously from cysteine within the body, so your body can make it. It plays multiple essential roles in the body. Most people will have heard of taurine, if at all, in regards to performance in the gym. But it's essential for development, especially in newborns and kids, energy production, osmoregulation, prevention of oxidative stress, which I was explaining to one of my clients the other day. He asked, what is oxidative stress? And I said, it's basically when the body starts to get broken down and rusts throughout the tissues and the joints and the organs because of stress. And it helps with inflammation. Taurine is also crucial as a molecule used to conjugate bile acids, which in the beginning, well, I'll explain. I came across a paper a week or two ago that blew my mind. I was specifically looking for some sort of connection between taurine and bile acids and bile production and gallbladder health. And I had heard through the grapevine on some forum somewhere, some woman mentioned taurine for helping with her gallbladder. So that was kind of playing in the back of my mind. And I went scouting and I found this paper, which blew my mind. I was like, oh my God, how are we not talking about this? So we're going to get into it. So taurine is crucial for conjugating bile acids. And in the gastrointestinal tract, these bile acids get deconjugated by bacteria, which then recirculates and gives you some more free taurine. We're going to get more into this because this is very good. So of all the amino acids, it is the most abundant source of sulfur and is required for not only the biological processes I mentioned, but also for the healthy function of your immune system and your nervous system and your thyroid and your adrenals. So this little amino acid, which is mostly found in animal foods, seafood, grass-fed, red meat, preferably grass-fed, but your generic red meat will have taurine in it. Dairy products, eggs, chicken, turkey. So mostly animal foods is where we're going to find our taurine. You will get some in some protein powders, bone broth, collagen. Anyway, taurine is very important for brain and heart health, for muscle function, and for your antioxidant defenses, which help to keep you resilient. It's an essential part for rebuilding damaged collagen fibers. And research does show us that taurine can help with anxiety. And part of that could be that feedback loop of supporting gastric and adrenal health. So according to recent research, taurine may also play an important role in longevity, and this research is mounting, and even healthy aging. In mice, the median lifespan in this study increased by 10 to 12%. The life expectancy at 28 months for mice was raised by 18 to 25%. Taurine has been shown to improve strength and coordination and endurance and even bone mass and bone quality, especially in trained people and people going to the gym. And it's also been shown to help with recovery and reducing that delayed onset muscle soreness and inflammation associated with training hard. Like, this amino acid is amazing. One of the articles I was looking at is titled "The Role of Taurine in Mitochondrial Health, More Than Just an Antioxidant." And they state in that review that taurine is a naturally occurring sulfur-containing amino acid that is found abundantly in excitatory tissues such as the heart, brain, retina, and skeletal muscles, which will give you an indication of what it helps with. And yes, it does help with macular health. Accumulating studies have shown that taurine supplementation also protects against pathologies associated with mitochondrial defects such as aging, mitochondrial diseases, metabolic syndrome, cancer, cardiovascular diseases, and neurological disorders. If you have, we will be getting to glycine in one of the conversations, my absolute favorite amino acid. And a lot of what I just mentioned there with the benefits of taurine cross paths with glycine. So this paper, though, that I came across, if you want to look it up, I downloaded the PDF. This is fast becoming my favorite paper ever. So I found it on Cell, and it's titled "Versatile Triad Alliance: Bile Acid, Taurine, and Microbiota." And it goes into great depth on the connection between taurine, bile acids, the microbiome, and even metabolism. So there was, as you go through, the first quarter of it is a bit more sciencey, but as you scroll down, when you get to the bile acid production and you start to see that taurine is essential for helping with bile acid production. So those of us, and I say us because gallbladder issues are long running in my family, those of us that are being extra careful with our gallbladder or have had gallbladder issues or even gallbladder removed, taurine may be a nutrient that is going to be maybe become a staple in your diet. In the human liver, the pathway that's predominant and contributes to 90% of hepatic bile acid production needs taurine to function optimally. In newborns, not as much, but once this pathway is established, we see that taurine is essential here to help with liver function and bile acid production. So as you move down, you can see it goes into bile acids conjugation, which is where bile acids undergo conjugation to create bile salts. So conjugation with taurine and glycine can be used, helps with the movement and water solubility of the bile salts, and that mobility that helps to transport whatever's bound in these bile salts and bile acids through the detoxification pathways and out of the body. Here we see in this section of the review that 30% of bile acids that are conjugated are bound to taurine, or they need taurine. So lower diets are going to lower taurine diets are going to result in bile acid issues, according to this study. There was a section that said rural African women, or those with as low as 0.1 to 1 taurine supplementation, they had reduced levels of conjugated bile acids, and then upon supplementation, we see the increased levels of taurine and bile acids right down through the whole system. Then, as we go down, what I found very interesting in this conversation was how taurine and how it acts on bile acids helps in various physiological processes through combined signaling acting like a detergent on antimicrobial activities. So bile acids, when strong, I think most people know that bile acids are antimicrobial. And if you have a problem with bile acids, you're more than likely going to have issues or an obstruction of bile flow. They are associated with bacterial overgrowth and inflammation and mucosal injuries. So various types of bile acid modifications that we might do through supplementing with taurine or glycine or maybe malic acid, dandelion, whatever we're using to help with bile production and bile motility, they can have an impact on the bacteria. So which really indicates to us that bile acids have toxic effects on these bad bacteria, these pathogens. We also see that bile acids can exert toxic effects on specific cell membranes by affecting the phospholipids and the membrane proteins. So that's something to consider, that we want to keep our bile flowing well, keep everything moving. As you move down through this paper, you'll see, well, bile acids, taurine have an influence on gram-positive bacteria. Gram-positive bacteria are those that are going to cause a lot of issues systemically throughout the body. There is some connection to mono with gram-positive bacteria, mononucleosis. There's also connections there with BV and even urinary tract issues. So the gut microbiota, it is very important that we take care of our gut. I think most people know that at this stage. So many posts out there with the hashtag gut health and gut support. Our gut is a big part of optimizing our health. And part of supporting that is by supporting the gallbladder and bile flow. And taurine can be a very valuable player in this system when we're looking at cardiovascular disease, for instance. Gut microbiota is a crucial risk factor in cardiovascular disease, as it impacts the host's metabolism and immune homeostasis. Depletion of our gut microbiota by, let's say, antibiotics has been shown to reduce the incidence of intracranial aneurysms in mice. Similarly, taurine plays a protective role in acute ischemic stroke, according to another study. It also is connected to reduced hemorrhage and aortic aneurysm formation. Like, that's quite the resume when we consider that cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of women. So taurine, if you're not getting slightly convinced at this stage, let me go on. Taurine depletion is a key factor in the pathogenesis of unruptured intracranial aneurysms, and it's also connected to reduced atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. We also see that taurine is linked on several levels to the production of enzymes. And enzymes are not just for digestion. Enzymes are essential for health across the board. There's a lot of research around optimizing enzymes for longevity and anti-aging, and taurine plays a critical part here. Taurine can also act as a stabilizer for mitochondrial action. It's almost like a buffer when the mitochondria are under stress. Taurine can step in and help with that. So taurine right now, there is even research, actually, I found this very interesting, on taurine and microbiota in autism. Autism is associated with frequent dietary issues and GI issues, like gut issues, including abdominal pain, constipation, diarrhea, acid reflux, blood in the stools, vomiting, gas and bloating. And these symptoms correlate with the severity of core autism-related behavioral abnormalities on measures of, let's say, irritability, anxiety, and social withdrawal. Increased intestinal permeability, which is connected with the potential for translocation of intestinal bacteria and consequent immune system activation, is linked to autism. So dysregulated GI motility or bowel movements and secretion or excretion in autistic individuals is connected with an altered composition of intestinal microbiota. And the changes in the GI tract influence higher order behavioral and brain function via the gut-brain axis, the vagus nerve, the indirect immune system, and other metabolic systems. In one study, taurine serum concentrations in children with autism spectrum disorder were not significantly different from their parents or siblings. However, 21 out of 66 children with autism had low taurine concentrations, which may have consequences on their mitochondria function. Accordingly, lower taurine levels were proposed as a biomarker of autism. And transplanting gut microbiota from human donors with autism into mice, that induced the behaviors of autistic behaviors. That induced the hallmark of autistic behaviors. Furthermore, the metabolism of various amino acids, specifically that of proline, taurine, glutamate, and glutamine, are differentially represented in the metagenomes of mice receiving autism microbiota. So taurine playing a significant part there, and not just autism, but brain health too, and cognitive performance. So we've got that taurine is playing an essential role with our microbiome or our bacteria. It's also playing a role in the GI tract, but also organs outside the GI tract. So the heart, the liver, the gallbladder. Due to its anti-inflammatory and antioxidative properties, taurine alleviates liver injury, which many people have. And you don't necessarily have to have fatty liver disease associated with alcohol or non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. You can still have congestion of the liver or a suboptimally functioning liver without all of that. And I think a lot of that is due to both stress, how we live nowadays, but also toxic exposure through everything, the water, the air, the food, everything. Well, taurine was shown to alleviate liver injury and its consequent events, including a rise in plasma and brain ammonia and brain edema. It also prevents liver steatosis by reducing oxidative damage, inhibiting lipogenesis, and promoting energy expenditure. Importantly, liver diseases are tightly connected with dysbiosis of the gut, and taurine has been suggested to prevent hepatic inflammation by inhibiting specific pathogens and enzymes. So taurine has a real anti-inflammatory aspect to it. There's also, when we come to the renal system throughout the kidneys, taurine is particularly important for osmoregulation, so for water regulation. So, conclusions. Taurine has a significant influence on a broad range of systems in the body. It also has been shown to protect not just against oxidative stress and systemic inflammation. There is research suggesting that taurine can help protect the cells from bad fats and can help lower lipid oxidation, so fat oxidation. And these bad fats, if you're up in the world of polyunsaturated fatty acids and linoleic acid and all that, you know, can destroy your health. They are a driver of illness and aging, and taurine can help with that. There's other research showing that taurine can help, in fact, with obesity and diabetes. And through supplementing with taurine, you can see an improvement in insulin resistance. So since taurine is one of the nutrients missing, not just in people with plant-based diets, but a lot of people are very low on their protein, people may want to consider a high-quality taurine supplement. So your body, like I mentioned at the beginning, can synthesize some taurine, but it's not going to be sufficient in the long run, especially as you get older and your stress increases, but your resiliency decreases, and then your body's ability to synthesize its own taurine decreases as well. Taurine levels decrease by an estimated 80% over the course of the lifetime. So it's almost gone by the time you pass on. And this decline is part related to that loss of endogenous synthesis, like the loss of your ability to make your own taurine over time. But still, the amount of taurine you get from your diet also plays a role. And even young, healthy, let's say vegans, have approximately 20% lower levels than their meat-eating counterparts. And I would say even less when I consider some of the vegans I speak to. If you are into fitness like I am, you will be pleased to know that taurine can help improve athletic performance and reduce that muscle damage. There's a lot of research around taurine for performance. There was a systematic review published in 2021, and they state that from the selected literature, we observed that taurine supplementation, which was 2 grams three times a day, with exercise can decrease DNA damage. Furthermore, 1 gram of acute taurine administration before or after exercise can decrease lactate levels. Lactate levels, of course, playing a big part in mitochondrial dysfunction and occurrence of cancer. So that's something to take note of. However, acute administration of taurine at 6 grams at a high dose before the start of exercise had no effect on reducing lactate levels, but increased glycerol levels, suggesting that taurine could be an effective agent for prolonged activities, particularly at higher intensities. And finally, we observed that a low dose of taurine before performing strength-enhancing exercises can decrease muscular fatigue and increase enzymatic antioxidants. Most of the time when we're looking at bodybuilders in the past, whenever someone was doing some sort of resistance or endurance training, they are supplementing anywhere from 1 gram to 5 grams a day to prevent that muscle damage and optimize recovery and even optimize performance. So we've got taurine for longevity is another one. I know a lot of people are big into longevity. Now we've got, not only does taurine increase longevity, one study suggests that taurine could be an elixir of life within us that helps us live longer and healthier lives. Then we have taurine as well for protecting against the hallmarks of aging. A lot of this crosses paths with glycine. A lot of this goes hand in hand with what glycine does. So having both in your diet, obviously a very wise idea. But there was some research on animals given supplemental taurine, and the research showed that they didn't just live longer, they were healthier overall. In mice, taurine improved strength, coordination, and endurance, glucose homeostasis and glucose tolerance, immune function, memory, mitochondrial function, and health, so it optimized their metabolism, bone mass and bone quality, age-related inflammation, improved gut health, and improved the function of all organs. Interestingly, according to the authors, taurine cured, quote, cured osteoporosis. And it's not often that you see the word cure being used in medical literature for many reasons, but here it was. They also said that taurine suppressed ovariectomy-induced body weight gain in a rodent model of menopause. So reduced weight gain in menopause, part of this is by optimizing metabolism. Taurine can help improve metabolism. Treated mice also had less body fat and higher energy levels. According to the authors, fat pad weight divided by body weight percentage was dose dependent, reduced in taurine treated mice. And as shown in many other studies, taurine supplementation can improve other markers of aging, including telomere length, stem cell population, epigenetics, mitochondrial function, senescence, and even nutrient sensing, how your body utilizes specific nutrients. There was one really interesting study on monkeys. And I know I'm going on a little bit, but I really love all this information around taurine. I feel so many people are missing out on this. But this study on monkeys, they gave similar effects or results as to what the mice saw. So when feeding taurine to rhesus monkeys, 15-year-old monkeys were given 250 milligram per kilogram of body weight, which is the equivalent to 1,000 milligrams per kilogram given to mice. So they were given this once a day for 6 months. Compared to the controls, taurine-fed monkeys gained less weight and had lower rates of body fat. After 6 months, they also had higher bone density, confirmed by higher serum markers for bone formation, which would be osteocalcin, and decreased reabsorption. They also had 19% lower fasting blood glucose and a 20 to 36% reduction in liver damage markers and a significant reduction in indirect markers of ROS, so oxidative stress-induced molecular damage. So the authors state that, thus, taurine has beneficial effects on most tested health parameters, body weight, bone, glucose, liver, and immunophenotype in non-human primates. There was previous animal research back to the mice. It was kind of lacking the taurine transporter, and it suggested that by supplementing with taurine, taurine was involved in a wide variety of biologically protective processes, and as these mice ended up developing multi-organ dysfunction when they didn't receive the taurine, this too supports the notion that taurine is a key player in longevity and healthy lifespan. The research goes on and on and on. Taurine for neurodegenerative diseases, taurine for post-jab injuries. I know somebody will be interested to hear this. So we've got the COVID-2 spike protein. What we see is that this protein can pass through the blood-brain barrier and cause damage, resulting in everything from brain fog and dementia to human mad cow disease. And it was concluded in a couple of studies that taurine may be a valuable treatment in not just those suffering with COVID, but also long COVID and or post-jab injuries. Taurine is important from the moment you're born to the day you die. This is an essential amino acid. If you're not going to be supplementing with it, you want to make sure that you're getting enough taurine in your diet. There is a large consensus now of agreement between health practitioners and medical practitioners that as we age, we need more protein, especially from animal products. And taurine could be one of the reasons why. It could be possible that developmental and even postnatal changes in taurine metabolism might affect the rate of aging during late life. So meaning that the lower your levels of taurine as you age, the faster your rate of aging is going to be. And adjusting this with either nutrition or supplementation could potentially extend not just lifespan, but how healthy you are as you live out your life. I hope you found this really interesting. Taurine has a lot to say for a little amino acid. It has a whole list of roles in all tissues throughout the body. For me, my interest came in bile acids and metabolism. And this, the article or the paper that I came across, I will link it in the description for you to take a read of. It was very, very fascinating. Once you get through the kind of first quarter of it, it gets a little bit easier to read. But there's a lot of potential here for this little amino acid. And I personally have been taking 1 gram of taurine in the mornings for about 2 or 3 weeks now. It was before I went on vacation, for 3 weeks now. And I'm hopeful for all the potential that this little amino acid has and will hopefully do in my body. So I'll keep you guys updated. But hopefully you enjoyed this conversation, and watch out for the next conversation where we are going to go into glycine being super popular. But as I mentioned a couple of times in this conversation, a lot of the benefits of taurine cross paths with that of glycine. But anyway, lots to learn. So thank you for joining me. I look forward to teaching you again soon. Please let me know if you have any questions in the comments, or you can reach out to me at shemainesmodelhealth.com or on Facebook or Instagram under the same name. I will be happy to answer. If you would like to sponsor the podcast, you can buy me a coffee. I will post the link for that in the description. And as always, please like, share, and subscribe if you have not done so already. I'd much appreciate it. Have a great day, guys.